Yeah, you know, on top of the pattern integrity drop, I should say this. I've also had an incredible 2 weeks on a few of my scripts and stuff like that. So
that is so exciting. I saw your tweet today that you submitted for First Flights.
Yes, I know. I've been meaning to do that. And then I actually had a talk with Jordan from the Film 3 Squad. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to apply. And she was like, you should just apply.
Like, do it. That's awesome. For those who don't know, First Flights is an amazing production company out of the UK.
This week episode is brought to you by none of Secret Supplier Sauce, the best sauce known to mankind and available on shelf anywhere. Even when the freezer is full of sauce, there is still no sauce for you. You want some of Nona's sauce? Too bad, only Nona decided who gets the sauce.
This week's episode is brought to you by WWZ Game, the only project out there capable of putting a reverse countdown on Papa Mags because we can't keep up with the progress. Did we say interoperability with ETH? My bad. We meant interoperability with ETH and Solana and Polygon. Some projects talk about it, other projects be about it. Follow along on X at WWZ Game and join the Discord for all the updates.
Poppin's poppin' and lockin', magnum scrutinizin', Papa Max podcast.
So, how do we get this started usually? So, pattern integrity.
So, how's it going?
It's going all right. Oh, it's just cooking along, you know, had an interesting kind of really long 4-hour recording yesterday. Ooh. But like, what do you know? We forgot to plug it in or something, right? Like,
Wouldn't be a show if we didn't have some audio issues. Am I right?
You are so right. Definitely right. You know, you sound like an Aries.
I am an Aries. Actually, I'm not. You are now listening to the Poppin' Mags Pinecast.
That's true. That's true.
April Fools, and Kristen, and we're doing a Pinecast takeover
for real this time.
Why we're a day early, we're a day faster. Women are strong. Women are powerful. So it is Monday. Happy Monday to everybody. I guess we could say you got Mondayed because you now get the episode one day early. And we will try to do justice to the show, but we thought we'd give the guys a week off and show them how it's really done, I guess.
Yeah, I hope, Papa Mags, I hope you have your notebooks out and you're taking notes, especially as my voice shifts into that Marge Simpson.
You sound great.
Because I haven't had any water, I'm like,
right. I promise I will not talk about Black Mirror. We're not going to talk about that today. Just going to get ahead of that right now. I know Buddy Theta's really nervous right now that he probably already tuned out saying, oh, great, another Black Mirror episode. But that's the extent of Black Mirror that we're discussing today. So let's get into it. Big week. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of things have come full circle. We're not going to get into the drama, though. We're going to leave that up to Pop and Mags.
Oh yeah, this is a drama-free zone.
This is what do we say? This is good vibes. We're just vibes only.
Yeah.
We're only good doing vibes only today.
Yeah, and it's partially because I reached my drama quota I don't know, a long time ago. So it hasn't replenished. Yeah.
I think I'm maxed out for probably the year.
So when you max out, you can't. There's no more room, which is a lovely thing. You have to determine though, there is no more room. It's up to you to set that quota.
That's the truth. That's a tough one too. Well, great. My audio is working then. So we do not have any audio issues today.
No, I can hear everything. I can hear Andrew sleeping in the other room.
Pam snoring right now.
Yeah, I can hear Pam. Oh, is that Pam? Sorry, Andrew.
For those of you, well, I guess, what am I saying? Nobody heard us last night. We really did do a 4-hour recording. That wasn't a joke or a pun.
So good.
On the
so
week.
So good.
We really did last night. and woke up this morning. Classic audio did not work.
I blame Clyde.
Issues. Absolutely. Also, it's probably for the best because Clyde is missing today. And we'll just leave it at that. But
I wouldn't know anything about like neither do where I. he is.
No. Nope. No. Don't check my Google history.
No.
And how to hide a body is not on there. I cleared it.
Also, I'm glad that it's like spring planting season. So things just look like I've been gardening as usual.
Lots of daisies.
Already.
All right. So pattern integrity.
Yeah.
Pattern integrity.
Let's pattern integrity.
You had a big week this week. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. We had our drop. Felt like it was pretty successful. You know, it was really nice to kind of roll off of that first, you know, the passes that we had dropped. And it was really fun to be able to just follow that up kind of right away with the first episode. So I look forward to hearing what people have to say about that.
Yes.
And coming up, and I don't know, I want to say like a handful of weeks.
Yeah, be careful. No, don't give yourself a time.
Hell yeah, handful of weeks.
We'll now they're going to debate, what is a handful? Is it five fingers?
Yeah. See, and that's the thing is like...
It's open for interpretation.
On the Papa Mag show, you got to know better than to put an actual date. So you just say in a handful of weeks or like maybe a month or more or less, we'll be dropping episode 2 for people to enjoy. I got to say this too. If you're a producer or an executive producer and you're on Discord, please verify in our Discord because we've got some interesting things planned for, you know, for just getting the producers and the executive producers involved in shaping some of these episodes. So it's not hard work. If anything, I think it's pretty fun. It's like you get to play an active role.
As a producer, I need to get into Discord right now.
Yeah.
Can you tell Clyde's replacement to send me the link for the Discord on my phone? For some reason, my Discord on my computer doesn't work. So I'm like, only on my phone. I'm bad enough managing it. Ooh, we got breaking news. Breaking news in my Discord inbox. By the way, I have my DMs closed. Do not click links. That was a big part of our show last night. We might get to repeat again today. Don't click links. But yeah. I have a countdown update.
Oh.
Just got a message from Professor Mark, who I'm not sure if you know, Kristen, owes me a beer or two for calling me Amanda when I first...
I guessed. Do remember this.
And he was supposed to get them for me at ThetaCon as a makeup, ThetaCon 1, 22.
Oh.
And
this is a while ago. I was seeing a post that was recent. I think somebody referenced you being called Amanda.
Exactly. Yeah. So, okay. So he was supposed to and did not because drinks were included. So I didn't really let him off the hook. And then this past ThetaCon, I brought it up that, I think it's the longest count up in history. And I have to say, I think I'm okay with doing this. It's, I think, a first time in the Pinecast history that I'm going to grant, I don't know what word I'm looking for, but I'm going to relieve Professor Mark of his beer or two. Because I see he messaged me, he says, hey there, he's in Anaheim. Are you free this afternoon for a beer or two? And I missed it. It was yesterday. And to be honest, I've stopped drinking for just some health stuff. I'm trying to get back in shape and that's like the easiest way to do it. So
I
can't really keep him on the hook for the beer if I'm trying to stretch this out as long as possible. So I hereby grant Professor Mark, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's like
immunity, not immunity, because that's the future. It's just this past. Damn, if only we had an intern on duty today.
I know. I should go and dig up Clyde, ask him.
What is another way? Oh, I guess like your count up is forgiven. I guess forgiven is the appropriate word because forgiven sounds correct too because I have to forgive Mark for calling me Amanda.
Right.
With forgiven.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of
like your
debt
is what? Your debt is forgiven.
Yeah. Discharged.
Sure.
Yeah. Your debt is forgiven. Okay, good.
So I am really bad at Discord. I'm actually going to leave Mark hanging a few more days. He can handle it. And we're going to see if he listens to the Pinecast. I think he does, but we're going to find out because nobody tweet this. Nobody tell him. He's going to have to listen to find out.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. That's so funny. I mean, that was, leave it to the guys. They're going to have to call the number next week, but reverse 7 days of what that timeline was. But you heard it here first. Time in history, we're going to forgive a count up.
That's pretty good. And you're forgiving the longest count up ever, I think.
That's true. That's big. It's, you know, I'm so humble. I'm willing to do it and willing to admit.
So humble.
It's the most important life lesson we could have, am I right?
Absolutely. I fully believe in the power of being humble.
Ooh, yeah. I just said, ooh, like a nice popper, ooh, because just hit strong this week, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, on top of the pattern integrity drop, I should say this. I've also had an incredible 2 weeks on a few of my scripts and stuff like that. So
that is so exciting. I saw your tweet today that you submitted for First Flights.
Yes, I know. I've been meaning to do that. And then I actually had a talk with Jordan from the Film 3 Squad. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to apply. And she was like, you should just apply. Like,
do it.
Yeah. So
that's awesome. For those who don't know, First Flights is an amazing production company out of the UK. Some of you are probably familiar. They participated in Medican last year. And they funded The Irish Goodbye, which last year won the Academy Award for a short film. And so they do this short film fund every year. I think they do two a year, if I'm not mistaken. And we're partnered with them on this current one. And The Irish Goodbye actually won this award. I don't know if you know that, Kristen. They were able to fund their film and go on to win an Academy Award from this exact contest. Isn't that cool?
That's rad. That is
so cool.
You
could be an Academy Award winner soon.
It's in the stars.
Omega.
Yeah.
Omega being dropped.
It's so cool though. I love that. It's like it's just another example of Film 3, you know, like a proof of concept, proof of utility, you know, proof of people working together and finding each other through Film 3 and then being able to produce excellent work. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
Being resourceful, connecting the dots. So you applied. Did you redeem your Theta badge yet?
This is the part where I go. I don't. Oh, so I get it through email?
Well, you'll get an email if it's not already there to redeem it and claim it, essentially, and then that will automatically enter you into the second grant. I'll back up for a little bit. Those of you listening who aren't in the Film 3 Club, First Flights does this short film fund. They do it over 3 months. We're wrapping up actually month two right now. So April 31st will be the deadline completely. March 31st, when you hear this on Monday, April 1st, Fool's Day, hello. The price will go up a little bit for submissions from $30. Anyways, you have a chance to win $10,000 to film your short film. And it could be something that's almost done or something that you just have a concept of. But once you submit it, you will get an email that will allow you to redeem essentially your First Flight badge. And that's their community-based badge that they're going to start building on and rewarding over time their community. But when you redeem that badge, it enters you into a second contest that's a Theta grant, and that's for $1,000.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's, a little bit of this is their attempt to, their goal is to, like I always talk about helping executives lean into this technology. That's what they're trying to do with filmmakers in a very unique way where, you know, they don't need to market it as an NFT. It's a badge, right? And so they're trying to get more of their filmmakers, who are very traditional, to get a hold of their first NFT. So it's a pretty cool project. I'm excited. Everybody who knows a creator, you should tell them about this. It's very good odds. I'll leave it at that. But that's not financial advice and not contest advice, NCA.
Yeah, that's great. I totally agree. And I think, you know, we also covered this last night, but I am a huge fan of applying for pretty much everything yes. and anything, you know, at least on the DCP, if there's something that I might even come close to qualifying for, I am going to sign up for that and give it my all. I think that's just like, that's just the way, you know, like.
For me, the producer of your content, of some of your content, I would like, or let's just say I'm a supporter of you as a creator. I want to see that. Like to me, I know that maybe some, I don't know, you've mentioned like maybe some people think that's like, what would be for asking for too much? But if you're not trying to win everything you can to advance your content and your art, like, are you even trying?
Right. And here's the thing is like, the goal is to have the freedom to create more. And so like, if that's the goal, then my eye is fixed on that goal.
Preach. I love that.
There's literally nothing else that can get in my way. Not somebody saying, I think you're submitting for too much. You know, I just want to make this clear. Nobody has said that to me yet, but I do feel like it might be.
You're so humble. You're willing to acknowledge and have the perspective. Yeah.
But, you know, it might be on some people's minds that I, you know, tweet a little bit too much about DCP, but whatever. Like I, you know, it's like I was telling you, it's like, if you want the money, you go get the money, you know.
What does your daughter say? I sitting at the table phrase that she says, I can eat alone. She's like,
I know what I bring to the table. So I'm not afraid to eat alone, you know? And it's like, that's
it's the energy we need to embrace.
Yeah. And so just to me, I'm just sort of like, you know, here are opportunities for me to continue to express myself creatively and level up creatively and help build the Film 3 space as much as possible by having wins after wins after wins. And if I can help do that in any way, I'm not going to be. Here's the thing. I'm not going to play small. It's actually like not a part of my DNA. I never play small. I'm not known for playing small. And I don't think anybody else should either. So, you know, we all get collectively elevated when other people aren't playing small. So by being yourself and going big and dreaming big, you're actually giving other people permission to do the same because you're inspiring them. So that's just kind of how I always see it. And just go after it. You know, it's 2024. What do we say? There's 39 weeks left in the year.
Brilliant. You honestly
go after it.
You know? Just know that.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. I even take the approach with, I mean, being a layer one, it's like boiling the ocean sometimes of just, there's so much to do. There's so much going on. And when I get new meetings with people, you know, they'll ask me about other layer ones or even layer twos that they're more familiar with or mainstream. And they always ask me about it in a hyper competitive way. But even people native in like more, I guess, traditional executives, but also people like native in Web3 still ask me in the same tone. And I'm like, isn't the point of Web3 is that like you get to decide and pick and choose which pieces are using what technology, and it's decentralized. And like, I don't know, I think it's like weird if I take a position where I'm like trying to replace things. And luckily with Theta and how great the technology is, I don't really have to do it. The technology speaks for itself, but I never really take the approach of like, you have to use us over the other, because I think at this stage of the game of Web3, all ships rise together. So, you know, I won't mention some of those quote competitors because that's just not my style of business that I do. But if somebody were to bring it up, I don't really see any competition to Theta in this space. Maybe that's a bold statement, but I'm sure the community wants me to hear that. I truly believe that. I don't think that we have competition in this space, and that Pog is a good example of interoperability. They have different games and different ways to onboard, but I love that Theta subchain, the Pog chain, is their home base.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, honestly, if you were to take the traditional filmmaking fundraising model, it's so saturated that even if you have a great story, it can be really hard to rise above that noise if you're working, you know, solo.
So true.
You could have the greatest story ever. And it's like, if you haven't spent the last 5 years also building up your social media so that now you have an audience that's going to support that story,
right?
You know, that can be really challenging. So it's another ultimate plus, honestly, to be able to be like, to come onto the scene, we're partnered with Theta, that automatically lends some credibility to our name and what we're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. And the people, the community that supports Theta, they're so enthusiastic about what Theta is bringing.
Totally.
That they're excited to be a part in any new thing that's going to, in result, like help Theta just grow and become stronger and better, you know? And so for us, it's like, if we could show up in the Web3 theater with our A game,
yeah,
and not just deliver this incredible process docuseries, but also just be bringing our, you know, our original IP in narrative stories and, you know, a short thriller. I've got a drama.
So,
I've got that's a feature film. I've got a terrifying monster in the woods film that I can't wait to start talking about. And it's just like, I just want to bring a tidal wave into the Web3 theater so that people can be like, hell yeah, this side of Theta is really getting built up and it's starting to, like, you know, really round out, and there's like good, mm-hmm, consistent quality content that we can find in there. And it's more for them to just point to it and say, see, look at this, that's being built. Like, this is why I'm here. You know, this is, yeah, why I'm supporting this company, because, you know, once again, these people have shown up, they've got a great strategy, they know what they're doing, and they're really happy to be here building alongside us, you know?
Well, I have to give you guys a lot of credit, though. You've matched that energy, I feel like, when you stepped into the space. I mean, even before we officially became partners, but definitely, you know, once we were able to talk about it publicly, you really have, I feel like it's a great model for me to point to for future partners that care about, you know, that it's a part and part of their model to have that community relationships. Like, you guys have done a really good job. I appreciate it. It's always nice to see how engaged you are online with them. And I just love it. You guys deserve a lot of credit. I don't think you give yourselves enough. Like, you're like, shrug, like, oh, it's so easy. Like, but I swear you guys have like 8 interns that never need to be fired. Like, they're really good. Like, it's amazing. 24/7, you guys are just tapped in, and you guys are funny and cool. It's not like, oh yeah, this corporate brand or anything. It's like, you have a lot of personality. You get the inside jokes, and the pulse that you have on the industry is crazy. Like, I go to you for like any kind of GameStop news or really just anything. It's cool.
Yeah. And that's more like, you know, that's kind of Pippin's realm. Like, he knows so much more of like just everything that's going on with the stock. And like, that's so totally his realm. I'm like, even when we were in the GameStop marketplace, I was mostly just creative. Like, that's all I have energy for. You know, I can't, mm-hmm, get into everything else because it will consume you. There's so much.
Yeah. It'll pull you
to learn
in every direction.
And so it's like, I could spend my days getting caught up and reading and like doing my due diligence on what's going on with the shares, or, you know, with GME, or I could be creating and, you know, building up what we're wanting to do with Film 3. So
that's me every day. I try not to check data price more than once a week.
You go crazy otherwise, right?
Totally. Well, and then it's so speculative, and then it's like, I could be analyzing what I did, what I didn't do. And it's like, whoa, that's not even how it works, right? But your brain like naturally does that. So I try, mm-hmm, to do it once a week, honestly, every other week. Might be a hot take or controversial to hear, but to your point, it's, to me, distracting. It's more valuable, I think, to that price point that I go and put in the work and my version of create, right? And go create those partnerships and relationships.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, you know, too, the other thing about like not keeping such a close eye on it is, and I feel this is also the way for a lot of the people that are in GameStop too, is like, honestly, it's not going to change, you know, the price, fluctuation is not going to change how I feel about this company.
Exactly.
So I don't need to watch it like I'm going to jump out of it. You know, like it's like, yeah. I'm here. I'm here to build and I'm here to like support this company. You know, it'd be great to make a pile of money and just never have anything to worry about ever again. But, and I do believe those days are coming. So it's just really, it's just about being patient. Like so much about life is just being patient and kind and like, and just listening. Amen. And learning, you know,
and not reacting and burning it off to the ground when your feelings are hurt over a misunderstanding. Right.
And if you feel like you're going to burn it all to the ground, just take a minute. I heard a great thing. I can't remember if Booty Brown told me this. He was like, if something's going on, you know, and it doesn't need your immediate attention, give it 72 hours. And after 72 hours, you know, chances are everything will either be cooled off or different. You'll be able to react differently. Yeah. Right. Like I was like, God, that's such great advice.
It's so true. Well, you were kind of telling me that with your editing, because I was asking about the premiere at that other episode we recorded.
Yeah.
That, like, how do you, because like, I'm just think of like writing an essay or, you know, a paper or something like, and then by the end of it, you can't even read it as English. And I'm just like, I don't even care. I'm blacked out at this point. And
it's
I don't know how you do it.
You have to give yourself enough of a break so you can get out of your head too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, because if you watch something over and over and over again, and you're trying to, you know, it, like sometimes you're like, I don't know if that clip works. It seemed like it worked, you know, 2 days ago. And now today, I don't think that clip works at all. And that's also like the thing that I love about editing so much is that you can always get better. And the more you do it, the better you'll get. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have these moments where you're like, man, I dropped that clip in there by accident and it works so well. It's better than any of the other ones I had picked for this moment, you know? And
yeah.
And those are the kind of little things that happen that like teach you just to be a little bit more free flowing with it along the way. And then also, yes, you go absolutely mad watching it over and over and over again, which is why what I love to do is like, and this is specific towards process. With process, and especially with Booty Brown's episode, his is twice the length of Raiden for the process episode one. And the reason for that is because Booty Brown has had such a huge career. We went into this interview thinking we would make a cute, you know, 15-minute short, but it just, there was so much that I couldn't remove from this just because of the history. So fun fact, right. Theta is actually going to get this unique half-hour video. I think it's 31 or 32 minutes, whereas the airport, I had to cram it all down and get it into a 10-minute. Yeah. So, because they only do 10 minutes. So that's maximum. And so that's kind of fun and
that's
exclusive.
Cool.
Theta is going to have the director's cut essentially. So,
I'm obsessed with it because usually, go ahead, finish your thought.
No, you go for it.
I was just going to say, when I was at Vimeo and helping people with their channels and ultimately their video strategies, I always pushed them, you know, every content and company is like different and their goals. But like, what's your public facing strategy versus like behind the paywall strategy? And sometimes, you know, it's like for fitness instructors, like maybe every Friday they do a free episode on YouTube. But I love that it's like, okay, it's great to have that public awareness and that's how you capture new eyeballs, right? But then to give or treat people who are, I don't know what you want to say, financially supporting, right? Or paying for the content, like gets a little bit more of that VIP elevated premium content experience. No, it's not less premium here. It's just like the bonus of it. I love that. It's very smart.
Yeah, totally. And so it's just like, so the process of making the process is a bit wild in that I really like to have the interviews that I do transcribed. And then I really like, I go through them with like a highlighter. There's
and right
software
away,
also.
You said, right?
Yeah, pretty much right away. And then, you know, there's software that does this too. Like I know Premiere Pro, you can get a transcript made. And then as you're kind of like highlighting the sections you want, you're making the cuts in the edit, which is really cool. But I am still, I'm still old school in that I like to be able to actually make physical cuts. So I cut out from the paper that I printed, I cut it out and I tape everything together. So I have like different scenes and I know how they're like playing out.
And I see it. Yeah.
And I put it on a big bulletin board and I can see the flow. And then get a feel from there, like, okay, this is the grand picture of what we're looking at. And then once I put it into the, you know, I use Final Cut. And so once I put all of that into Final Cut and I can view and see, okay, now I can even like, you know, just tighten it up even more. And generally after that, I'll take a little bit of a break. Sometimes it's a day, sometimes it's 2 days, unless I'm like really moving like rapid fire, like I'm super inspired and like I could just manically get it all done in like one night.
Like you're in that wave of energy.
Yeah.
Funny, I print everything too. I have a printer and people make fun of me and it's amazing. It's just sometimes, I don't know, being in front of the screen, my eyes are really sensitive.
Yeah.
I'll get migraines every blue moon and it's from the screen and like straining my eyes. So I love to print something out or like, I'm looking at a stack of copies of even our white papers. Like I'll go, I got them printed at FedEx and like bounded so that I can read it over and over again, but also I can like give it to people because it's one thing to email it to somebody, but like you hand it to an executive, like they're going to keep it on their desk. They're going to read it. There's just something that will, I don't know, for me, that really, that printout, I need to touch it. It's probably just my ADHD.
No, I think there's something to that. And you know, it's funny too, is I remember this from like, I want to say like when I was in college, like going for like my master's, somebody said, like a teacher or somebody told me, like I was taking notes in class and I was typing. And I made a comment about how like my retention has changed since when I was, you know, first in college. And they were like, that's because you were taking notes via like handwriting versus typing. And we haven't evolved to, I don't know, increase our comprehension or whatever based on like the hand-eye movement of typing alone. Whereas the handwriting, the art of like writing down notes in like a visual way, like with your hand on paper, is like older than time itself, you know? So
yeah,
that was something. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. There's a little bit of a rabbit hole for us there, but yeah,
I love it.
And we will be right back.
This week's episode is brought to you by Dr. Theta's Community Guardian Node. Theta's premier community guardian node where you can stake your Theta if you don't run your own guardian node. Best of all, 100% uptime so you do not miss any rewards and zero fees so you earn 100% of your T-Fuel. Trusted by Theta Labs, you can easily stake directly within your wallet. Simply go to the staking tab, choose delegated guardian node, and find Dr. Theta's guardian node. Quick, simple, reliable, and best of all, safe as the coins never leave your wallet. Stake with the doc today. This week's episode is brought to you by GuardiansOfTheta.com, offering 0% one-click Theta Guardian staking with random monthly token giveaways. Guardians also airdropped everyone staking with him an NFT that you're able to stake and earn T-Vibe. 100% uptime, zero fees, random giveaways, what's not to love? Stop paying 4% and come join the fam with Guardians of Theta.
Papa Max Podcast.
Well, so what else this week? We had the big, Theta Punks. Theta Punks drop.
Yeah.
It's weird because we had a four-hour conversation about it yesterday. But Theta Punks, let's get to it.
You know what they say, Andrea, is that from the four-hour conversation we had yesterday, is very similar to ThetaCon with the ThetaCon people are about to adopt, is like, you know, what happens in that 4-hour unreleased conversation stays in that 4-hour unreleased conversation.
Exactly. Vegas, baby. When I first heard that, I was like, oh God. And I was like cross-eyed. And then I happened to go to Vegas for work, and I was able to go to the Golden Knights game. And I was like, wait, this is awesome. Like, it just has so much to offer. I'm a big Vegas fan. I for those of you who don't know, I met Andrew Wan in Vegas. my girlfriends in college used to say, like, oh, I guarantee you're going to meet your husband in Vegas one day. That was like the joke. And
and it wound up happening.
Spoiler alert, we're getting married this summer, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Vegas is just the land of opportunity. My motto there is time is irrelevant, number one. Number two is you have to have like no expectations, but also no limitations. That's how it just becomes like the world is your oyster there.
Yeah. Mine is like, if I'm there, it's like, if you're drinking, don't forget to eat because you're going to need it.
That's a big one. I used to do like the goldfish and champagne diet in Vegas. Like always have some goldfish in my pocket and
like just loose.
Different just times. Like, different loose. Times.
And now, look, we're not talking about like
steak dinner. Let's go to Nobu. Like, let's get a massage.
The crackers. It's not the goldfish crackers. You're actually talking about little helpless fish. In like a baggie, right? And like
Now I have no boo. Now we have no boo fish.
Nice. Yeah. No boo fish.
Well, I have to tell you, pretty much I'm not drinking until ThetaCon. But I was gonna tell you that first ThetaCon, I taught Chief. Cat's already out of the bag if Chief knows, so I might as well say it here. But my kind of like sneaky drink of choice at work events historically has always been a glass of champagne. But when I order it from the bartender, I'm like, oh, I'll have a glass of champagne with a splash of vodka. It's called a celebrity. And it sounds awful, but I kid you not, you do not taste the vodka. And so that's like, oh, Andrew's just having sips of champagne while so-and-so's taking shots of tequila. Oh my God, so unprofessional. It's like, little did they know, I'm getting fired up.
Man, well, I think gin and champagne is called a French 75.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, my stomach turned. Okay. Yeah. We might have to have a tasting.
It's pretty good. Yeah. You know what? We'll just, when we meet up there, we'll just do a quick little taste test.
We can get Chief to do it. He will literally volunteer. Hands up, no questions
that sounds
asked.
Good.
Yeah. Perfect. Absolutely.
You hear that, Chief?
I already see the memes popping up right now on Twitter as he hears this episode.
Oh, man. It's good.
It's so good. But I'm excited for some good meals. I was retweeting this week. There's this account called like Vegas Starfish, and she tries everything, right? And I like her. It's not like a typical influencer. It's like actually it's not like, hey guys, it's me, Andrea. Come along with me for the day. Get ready with me. It's none of that. It's like boom, 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 like to the point. Show me the food. Show me what the casino's like, right? Anyways, Vegas Starfish, she's awesome. I was posting all the Resorts World stuff, so I was retweeting it all so we could keep track of it. But there's like a really like, breakfast spot. We definitely have to go to this like Asian fusion sushi place where they use like citrus and fruit, and at first I was like ooh, but it was delicious. Popper's gonna be pissed when he hears that, but sorry, he does not like mixing fruit with like savory things, which segue, we do not have you on the record. We need you and Pippin on the record right now. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
I was wondering.
You're holding back. You have something strong to say. I know it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that if you know anything about me, pineapple definitely belongs on pizza. It also goes with my personality. Like, it's everything. I think I even said this to you last night. If you go into a pizza shop and you order a pizza and there isn't pineapple on it, what are you even doing there?
You like, didn't.
What is your plan?
In your wedding vows, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because I think you asked Pippin, you were like, what do you think? he's not even here. He's...
Oh, thank God.
He's quote unquote dealing with Clyde.
Okay? Yeah, exactly.
So
thank God.
He even said last night, "Oh, of course I like pineapple on pizza." And I'm like, "Wow, could you have said that in a way?"
Oh yeah, he said it so Ben Stein.
It was like so. Pineapple. It was like he was reading.
You had
off
a gun to his head. I was pretty sure.
Yeah, I was like, "Dude, you're giving me away here." And he's like, "Please, no. It was in our."
Me,
or prenup or something. Yeah.
That's so funny. And then you got after me. Oh, big time. Cause I was like, well,
oh my God.
My thing is like, we have separate stomachs. So like you eat whatever
waffling.
Makes you happy.
That's what you're doing. You're waffling.
I enjoy the taste of it, but I'm also like the ratio needs to be correct. Like I don't want big chunks, like tiny little slices. Like I'm a big ratio person for my food. I like really a lot of sauce, light on the cheese. Honestly, that's like a great pizza to me. And then I like everything else. I don't think I've met a pizza I didn't like. It's like Mexican food. It's like, I feel like it's really hard to mess up. And like, I mean, I'm grown up now, so I'm grateful and fortunate to not have to go to Little Caesars. But like, if I was hungry and you had Little Caesars, I'd be like, give me some hot sauce. Let's go.
Yeah. It's really about, just timing and whatnot, you know, because sometimes everything else is closed and you're like, damn, that Little Caesars looks so good. But I will say that, you know what I don't do, Andrea, is gas station food. I cannot do that. I don't think I've ever been that type of person.
I went through a phase where I did coffee. That was like the only, then when I started to drink coffee in college, I would go and I would get like a big coffee and then a packet of like hot chocolate. And that was like my mocha, kind of ghetto, but it was good. And I agree with that. Now Starbucks is kind of like the McDonald's of coffee, or like, you know, like Starbucks is every day, but I always have Phil's up there. Phil's is the best coffee in the entire world. Oh my God.
We don't have Phil's. We have Stumptown, which is our local. Yeah. And then we've got obviously tons of Starbucks. We got Dutch Bros. My daughter works at Dutch Bros.
Stop. Hold the effing phone. You just awoke a spirit inside of me. Oh my God. First of all, Dutch Bros. So good. Every time I take a sip of my drink, Andrew says it now with me. I turn to him. And at the same time, he goes, "That's your adult milkshake." I go, "This is an adult milkshake." Like, it's so good. And then pause. The coolest kids ever work at Dutch Bros. I'm always like, man, their parents are doing something right. Literally every time.
You had to know Pascal was a Dutch Bros kid.
I just am so happy to hear it. That is, shout out to Pascal on this episode. I love it already. Oh, we do need to talk about your acquisition last night. So it looks like all is resolved today. It was a pretty quick fix, but you thought you bought a pop, but you actually bought a Mags.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got classic switch up.
Yeah. And that was so funny because we were like, oh, sweet, we got Popper, you know? And then we went and checked again and we're like, wait a second.
Honestly, I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was so funny, like classic. Like that is so classic. I almost think they maybe did it on purpose.
Right. When I saw it, I was like, I fucking love this place so much.
That is so funny because I was just thinking, I was like, that's something like I would do to them. That's like our friendship. Like that's what I would do to them just to piss them off. Like sometimes I like to just light the bomb and walk away with those two.
Yeah. Why not?
Love
they need it.
Yeah. Content, baby. That's love content. That's biz. Well, I saw that Mags acquired the One of One Sushi Cat, which I am so jealous of. I'm just happy someone I know has it.
Yeah. Isn't there like something special about that one?
Well, first of all, it's One of One. And second of all, it's Sushi Cat. So it's like on those own premises, that's special. But the third thing is, yes, allegedly there is like some special prize. I don't know when it's revealed or what, but pressure's on now because that was a big acquisition. I loved it. I can't wait to see what the prize is. Like I'm on the edge of my seat.
That sounds really cool. And also, apparently, one is missing a tooth. Is that?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. And made me kind of wonder, like, are one of them missing a tooth and I don't know?
Which one is it? It's not.
Honestly, I spent so much time on the internet last night and looking at these punks. It's all blurred together at this point.
Did you get anything or like what's
I did. I got Slick from Fuel Foundry. I don't know if you've met the Fuel Foundry folks yet. They are so awesome. You send Slick. They are builders. They work on several projects like Ivory Jones's Fuse Wars. Many others. They're so awesome. I cannot wait for you to meet them. They're just as Portland weird as you guys. It's great. I got Slick and I'm trying to level up to, this is not very humble of me to say, I didn't mean to say level up, but I'm trying to level up to the botany, Andrea. Plant one. I listed it for my first ever like listing for an NFT.
You don't want any of those other shitty NFTs.
No, but I didn't do him dirty. I was like, I'm not going to do a floor price. Like this has value. Like, so I went a nice healthy number. We'll see if it moves. If not, that's okay. I'm happy with my punk.
That's cool. Hey, question real quick.
Got this, you. Yes.
Does Theta want to, or do they already do? And I just don't know about it. Do like, have like NFTs as like an auction house? Like if you were to,
bidding,
yeah, or not necessarily like an auction, but more like you could
make an offer.
Yeah, make an offer on something. So if you've got something listed and someone's like, "Well, correct. I can't pay that, but I would pay this," you know?
Yes, correct. You do That's probably that. A super strength of Pop and Max, and probably somehow Sheriff got his a nickname. I don't know if he got his nickname because of the pine or he acquired the pine because of his nickname. That's a good question we need to answer. But yes, to answer your question, that is possible today. And that's why I know like a lot of people, the tens of tens listen because I don't know. I feel like it's like a club here where they'll talk about, you know, what's on the market and things like that.
Yeah, it's a fantastic ecosystem to be a part of, for sure.
I'm 2 years in, just celebrated my 2-year Thetaversary.
I love that. I think that's
it's really cool. I think I told you, on your interview that this is sad to say, but it's like the reality of corporate America. I think that like this is the first job I think I've had in my career where not for a second, I think, like, what's next? Like, I am so happy in this role.
That's cool.
In, like, every category, it's very fulfilling. And I really do feel so creative in this role. And I love my coworkers. And I consider a lot of the ecosystem my coworkers as well. Like, you guys are our partners and our customer. But I really feel like we have a great coworker, you know, relationship. I just, not to be all sappy, but it is 2 years. It's a nice time to reflect. I can't believe it's been 2 years and I'm so excited for what's ahead.
Isn't it cool when you have a job that you're excited to wake up to in the morning?
Right.
That's how it's I like, feel like that might be for you, you know?
Yeah. And it's that the hardest part of my job is like time management and like
making sure I can imagine
have a man's life, which is why I love TGIF. Because I really have to embrace it to like give myself the weekend. You know, of course, if there's I'm never not working, right? Like I'm always thinking about work and this space is so interesting to me, but like I have to get offline or like my online presence is like basketball and plants, you know, TGIF. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I love a good TGIF.
Yeah, we're the same, Pippin and I. It's kind of like if we don't, but when we're in production, it's kind of hard to separate it out.
Everything it's Saturday right now.
Yeah. Everything we talk about winds up, you know, just being work talk, but it's also because it's interesting, you know, it's like it's what we truly love to do. So it's not like when we talk about work, we're like, you know, complaining about it. It's like, oh, we could do this, you know, and then we could do, you know, it's like that. And it's also like, you know, so, you know, just to circle back a little bit, like part of the reason why it's important for producers and executive producers to check in with, you know, either check in with us or check in on Discord. Discord is obviously the easiest way to do it. But if you're not on Discord, that's totally fine. Just DM the Pattern Integrity account. But, you know, with some of these episodes, we want to have input, you know, so we want to be like, all right, here are the next three people that we could interview for this next episode. So, and just give their bios and not like their name, like not necessarily like give away who it's going to be, but like give like a really fun bio and have all 10 producers and all, you know, the all three executive producers, you know, kind of cast their input on that and help shape kind of the direction that we go with this. Because we have a long list of incredible people. And sometimes it's hard for us to decide, like, gosh, who should we go after next? You know, who would be the most interesting? You know, while I will say I try to vary them from one to the next. Obviously, Raiden Gorby was this incredible, you know, animatronics, you know, puppet fabricator. So cool. But, animatronics and puppet fabricator. But, like, you know, episode two is hip-hop. And, you know, making music, you know, and so it's just sort of like if each one could be different from the previous one, do one like on surfing. That's something that I really want to do. And, you know, sneaker apparel design, that would be really cool. And then like something so cool as like firefighters and stuff, like just, you know, focusing on a firefighter that has this incredible career and like, why does he do it?
Oh, interesting. Like,
why do you run into a burning building for someone you do not know? You know what I mean? Like
that. I know.
That's a question that I have.
Speaking of process, is April 1st the day that it will start to show at the Portland PDX Hollywood Theater?
Yes. Yeah. So April 1st is when Booty Brown's 10-minute airport episode shows.
Cool.
So that's super cool. Yeah, I've been meaning to do, man, I don't know if I'll have enough time, but I've been actually wanting to do a kind of like a more, it's not a trailer or anything. There's a few trailers out already for his episode. And we'll share those, you know, starting tomorrow. Cool. But, you know, I've been wanting to put together sort of like a personal video just around the anniversary of when we started working with him. Because
have such a strong relationship.
Yeah. And we have so much footage, too. Like, it's just a lot. And I hate to see any of that go to waste at all. So
I find that really interesting. And I think that's a full part of this space and the technology and the community element is people want to see that kind of behind the scenes, or like people are curious about, you know, they don't want the content to just be so linear and in one direction. They want to see more about people are listening to us right now, like,
you know, talk
by
tens
of
tens.
We normally talk.
Yeah. it's true. And that's why process exists, because to us as filmmakers, we're always interested in not just like what people are doing and the process of like what they're creating, but also like what keeps you doing this? Like what about this?
Right.
You know, in Raiden's episode, he talks about having to, you know, he was on a Lollapalooza tour with Lil Nas X. And one of the puppets was being used in a way that he didn't anticipate by the dancers. And so it had like broken after, you know, after its like first use. And so he's like, I had to, you know, that night stay up. It was like, he was like midnight. I had to convince this foreman in a shop to let me use his shop overnight. I had to go to Home Depot and buy all these sheets of steel and all these tools and stuff I was buying, like down in Chile, you know, or just like, he wasn't in Chile yet. I think he was still in LA, but then he had to weld everything together and make all the repairs and then be on a flight to Chile like the next day.
That's
and it's
crazy.
Like, to me, that is so stressful.
I know.
And I'm like, that might be something that would push me over the edge. But he was like, I love challenges like that. He's like, sure, in the moment I'm freaking out. But he's like, afterwards, he's like, just being able to deliver.
Yeah.
Just feels really good, you know?
For sure.
It's all, you know, process is about like, you know, not just the successes and not just, you know, oh, this is me as a professional and I've taken these perfect steps to get to where I am now. And that's why I'm so successful. It's like, we often don't get to hear the things that go wrong. You know, when we watch a movie, for example, we weren't behind the scenes and we don't have access to that. So we don't know how difficult it was for an actor or that cinematographer to get that shot, you know? And so
there's so many elements.
Yeah. So process kind of acts as a mechanism to unpack some of that while also maintaining like the human side of it. Like what are the times that you failed and like what went wrong and why do you keep coming back to this and what's next? You know, so it's exciting.
That's cool. Well, I think we hit our limit.
Yeah. We got to rug ourselves.
I need to rug you. I'll just turn off your mic, except I do like what you're saying.
We did it in more bullet points than we did last night. And oh my God.
Okay. All well, right, you guys. Guys have a good, you guys have a good evening.
Right on.
You have been listening to the Pops and Mags Pinecast. Music provided by Sushi Cat. Like what you hear? Send that cat a very nicely worded compliment on Twitter at JustAdSpam. Pops and Mags is a Scumbag Hat production in association with Pam's Day Spa.